Welcome to A Plus English. My name's Rainbow.
And I'm Elsie.
Yesterday, Elsie and I talked about a small town called Daxi. Elsie, what was your favorite part about that article?
我最喜欢的应该就是他们的建筑物风格。I like the style of the buildings in the town. Do you still remember this style?
Well, it's kind of a hard word. That's European. It's called Baroque.
Baroque, 巴洛克式建筑 and a little bit Taiwanese style.
Yeah,
right?
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so today we're going to talk about a place that Taiwanese people might know about. Now, I know a place that sounds like this place. It's a little bit different, but the place I know has hiking and beautiful mountains and waterfalls and hot springs. It's called Wulai. I have been there. Are we talking about that place today?
We're not talking about Wulai today, but we're talking about small Wulai.小乌来
Oh, interesting. So it's a bit different. I'm not super familiar with this place, but I heard it's beautiful too. Let's check it out.
Discover Taiwan. City Day Trip, Taoyuan.Stacy and Josie are in Xiaowulai.
I hear great things about Xiaowulai.
It's great because it's not too far from the city.
Hmm.
Come on, let's go and see the waterfall.
Stacy takes Josie to the Xiaowulai Skywalk.
Oh, right, this is our first stop.
Looks back at Josie.
Are you okay?
Is that a glass floor? I'll stay behind.
Why? Oh, are you scared of heights? Come on, it's not that scary.
I'm scared stiff. What if the glass breaks?
Don't worry. Only 25 people can go in it at one time. It's safe.
Okay, but...Please don't leave me behind.
I won't. After this, we'll see the beautiful Xiaowulai waterfall.
You're right. It'll be worth it in the end.
I hear great things about Xiaowulai.There are lots of positive comments about Xiaowulai. People say great things about Xiaowulai.
It's great because it's not too far from the city. It's close to the city, so it's a great place to visit. It's great because it won't take too long to get there.
Far, far. The movie theater is so far from my house. I can't walk there. The movie theater is so far from my house. I can't walk there. Glass, glass. I can look inside the house.Through its glass windows. I can look inside the house through its glass windows. Scared. Scared. Jenny is scared of the dark. So she always keeps a light on at night.Jenny is scared of the dark, so she always keeps the light on at night. Heights. Heights. You can see lots of small cars driving on the roads from the heights of this building. You can see lots of small cars driving on the roads from the heights of this building.
So the article says that Stacy and Josie are in Xiaowulai, and Josie says, I hear great things about Xiao Wu Lai. When she says she hears great things, it doesn't mean that somebody is saying to her right now in present tense, which is normally when we say, oh, I hear the sound. But she's saying she has heard of other people say it before. So this is something that a lot of people say. So we can say, I heard that the new girl is from America. Or I hear that hot pot restaurant on City Boulevard is really good.
所以我们也可以用 I hear that 加上子句用来表达呢我们听说过的事情是什么。所以 Josie 在这里就说到我听说过小乌来是个很棒的地方 And why is it a great place to visit?
Oh, so Stacy, our tour guide, says it's great because it's not too far from the city. So our first word power word is far, that's F-A-R, far.So the word far means at a great distance. The opposite of far is near. So we can say, well, New Taipei City is nearby, but America and Europe are far away. Example sentence says, the movie theater is so far from my house, I can't walk there. The movie theater is so far from my house, I can't walk there.
Far 这个形容词呢是遥远的，那相反字呢就是相近的 near 这个字。那我们例句说啊，电影院离我家好远哦，我没有办法走路过去。A 地和 B 地相距遥远，我们可以说 A B far from B. For example, my workplace is far from my house. 我工作的地方离我家很远。不过呢，还好小乌来跟 city 城市不远， so it's easy for people to get to 小乌来。
Oh, all right. So she says, come on, let's go and see the waterfall. So come on is a casual phrase that's used in speaking when asking someone to come along, come on, join me. Let's do something together. So if I want to invite Elsie to go shopping, I'd say, Elsie, come on, let's go shopping. So to convince her to come with me.
Yeah, say, come on, 在这边呢是邀请人一起去做某件事的意思。Stacy 邀请 Josie 跟她一起去看 waterfall,Boo, boo.
So in the next part of the article, they're walking on the skywalk, and it says, Stacy takes Josie to the Xiao Wu Lai skywalk. So skywalk is basically a walkway between two buildings. So in Taipei, we have Xinyi District. There's many different skywalks, which are connecting theaters and shopping malls.
So skywalk 这个字呢，就像是字面上所显示的。天空步道小乌来呢 The Skywalk 他们的天空步道是非常有名的 No wonder Stacy takes Josie there
So Stacy says Alright, this is our first stop Looks back at Josie Are you okay? What's wrong? Maybe Josie is a little bit scared
I'm really scared
Why is Josie scared?
She's really scared because I think 她怕高 She's scared of heights maybe She doesn't want to walk on the skywalk maybe
That's a good point So she looks down and then Josie says Is that a glass floor? I'll stay behind So I was right? She's super scared Elsie was right actually A glass floor What's that? So we have glass That's G-L-A-S-S glassSo glass is a hard surface that's transparent or clear, and it's usually used to make windows, sometimes doors. But if the floor is made of glass, that means you look down, and you see the bottom. So you're really high up, and that's really scary. And she's probably scared of heights. So our example sentence says, I can look inside the house through its glass windows. I can look inside the house through its glass windows.
Glass 当作玻璃用的时候呢，它是一个不可数名词哦。所以如果看到地上一块玻璃，你要人家小心，你可以说there is a piece of glass on the floor.那我们例句说啊，我可以透过这间房子的玻璃窗户看到里面去。Ooh, what's in there? 再来呢 ，glass 它其实也可以当作可数名词哦，那解释为玻璃杯，比如说 a glass of water 就是一个玻璃杯的水。那回到对话里面呢 ，Josie 害怕的原因是啊，地板是 glass 玻璃制成的，是透明的 ，it's transparent. I will be scared too.
So Josie wants to stay behind, which means she doesn't didn't want to walk onto the floor, staying behind.
Stay behind 就是留在原地不走。She wants to stay behind because she is very scared.
But her friend Stacy is not convinced. She's even making fun of Josie a little bit. So she says, why? Oh, are you scared of heights? So we have scared, that's S-C-A-R-E-D, scared.So scared is an adjective, which means you're frightened of something or you're afraid something bad might happen. People are scared of so many things. Spiders, cockroaches, heights, scared of the dark. So our example sentence says, Jenny is scared of the dark, so she always keeps a light on at night. Jenny is scared of the dark, so she always keeps a light on at night.
Scared 这个形容词呢，是形容你的心情是感到害怕的。那除了 scared 之外呢，我们可以用 afraid 或者是 frightened 这两个形容词也可以。那我们例句说啊 ，Jenny 很怕黑，所以她夜里总是留盏灯。
Ooh, so in that sentence, we have another word power word to look at, which we talked about before.、Mm-hmm. That's heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S, heights.So heights in this case refers to a high place above ground. It could be、standing on a tall building and, or the mountain and looking down. We call those heights. So when we say someone is scared of heights, that means they don't like being in a high place above ground level. So we have an example sentence that says, you can see lots of small cars driving on the roads from the heights...of this building. You can see lots of small cars driving on the roads from the heights of this building.
Heights 这个名词呢，它是高处的意思。那记得哦，如果是当高处解释，它是横复数，字尾一定会有一个 s 在。那我们例句说啊，从这栋大楼的高处，你可以看见许多小汽车在路上开着。Rainbow, I'm just like Josie, you know? I'm scared of heights. Are you scared of heights, Rainbow?
You know, I used to be scared of heights, but now actually not anymore. I think I grew up and just like was like, oh, I'm gonna get used to it. And I try to do things that challenge me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm not too scared.
Then what are you scared of? Nothing? You're a brave woman.
We will have to find out. All right, so Stacy continues in the article and says, come on, it's not that scary. So again, we see that she says, come on. So in this case, we're not saying come here. We're saying, oh, it's okay. It's not that bad. So she's trying to convince Josie, but just saying, it's all right. Don't worry about it. So it's a little bit different. So in English, sometimes we use phrases and they have different uses based on the context.
这里的 come on 语气要这个样子哦哈 come on 像是中文里面的拜托拜托 it's not that scary 没那么可怕好吗
So it's not that scary is a casual way of saying maybe compared to something else you know maybe it's like what is another scary thing compared to a big earthquake compared to the ceiling falling down it's notthat bad. So that is a comparative phrase. So we can say, oh, Elsie, you have to take a test tomorrow? Oh, it's okay. It's not that bad. So basically, we're trying to convince the other person. It's not as terrible as she probably thinks.
Rainbow, look at this boy. I think he's so handsome.
Honestly, he's not that great.
Really?
You could do better.
啊，没那么帅哦，好吧。好了，另外呢，我们在文章里面还看到一个形容词是 scary， 它是令人害怕的。那跟前面提过的 scared， 感到害怕的是不相同的。
All right, so Josie hasn't stopped worrying. She says, I'm scared stiff.All right, so what does that mean? So stiff is like hard, so you're like, So if you're scared stiff, it means you're so scared that you can't move. You're like frozen.
Oh, so be scared stiff 代表你感到非常害怕，害怕到 you are stiff, 你僵硬不能动。She's scared because she worries too much, right? But like I said, I'm just like her.
Yeah, so she's scared and she says, what if the glass breaks?So when we're talking about saying something that hasn't happened yet, but we're worried, we might say, what if? This is an imagine situation. It's like, what if it rains? What if I'm late? What if he doesn't like me? What if, Okay, so when people say what if a lot, it means they're probably not that confident because they're always worried about something happening that hasn't happened yet.
What if, what if, what if? 要是某事发生了怎么办呢？就是就担心啦，要是玻璃破了怎么办？ What if the glass breaks? Everybody falls down and dies.
So Stacy's like, it's okay, right? So she says...Don't worry, only 25 people can go on it at one time. It's safe. So I'm not sure if that's supposed to make her feel better, but it's only 25, so if it's 26...
Oh my god, and the 26 would just fall down.
So that's the limit of people stepping on the glass. Maybe she thinks it's safer.
Maybe. Stacy 这边就试着想要安抚 Josie 说不要担心啦，一次只有25个人能够走在上面。 Okay, maybe Josie can be less worried.
Yeah, so Josie's like, I'm convinced. She says, okay, but please don't leave me behind. She needs to make sure Stacy's going with her. So she doesn't, maybe she's even holding her hand. Don't leave me behind.
Don't leave me behind. 就是不要丢下我一个人。但是有的时候啊，你心情不好，你想要一个人的时候，你可以说Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
我也不要来烦我。所以两个同学们都可以学起来。
Yeah, all right. So Stacy says, I won't. After this, we'll see the beautiful Shaoulai waterfall.
So I won't means I won't leave you behind. 我不会丢下你一个人的。那走完 Skywalk, 天空步道之后呢，我们就可以看见漂亮的瀑布了。So is Josie okay now?
Oh, and Josie says, you're right. It'll be worth it in the end. When we say that something is worth it, that means that we put hard work into something and it wasn't wasted. Or we did something really difficult and there was a good result. And when we say in the end, that means finally,or at the end. So end is also finish. And the opposite of that is start. So the term in the end means finally.
在这个句子当中呢，我们先看到这个形容词是 worth， 它代表的是值得的。所以最后呢 ，Josie 就自己安慰自己说：“好啦，没错啦，最后会是值得的。”
Oh, so we have come to our end. That's it for today's 小乌来 article. Let's check out our magic box.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 今天要跟大家说一些看起来是一个意思，那实际上又是另外一个意思的片语。那你的脑袋里有没有出现曾经骗到你的片语嘞？我们来看看几个片语哦。Stay, 你知道是什么意思吗？是不是留在什么地方？例如 ，Could you stay in the car? Could you stay in the car? 你可以留在车子里吗？或是I want to stay at home. 我想要待在家。Stay 可以解释成维持在什么样的状态，例如 I try to stay warm in this cold weather. 我试图呢在寒冷的天气里去保持温暖。那接下来我们要来看看，如果 stay 当作保持的意思，加上不同的副词和介系词，它会有什么不同的意思？首先，我们来看看 stay away from something.Stay 加上副词 away 还有介系词 from 就会变成远离什么的意思。例如我们可以说 I want to stay away from fast food. I want to stay away from fast food. I don't want to gain weight. 我想要远离素食，我不想要变重。那接着我们来看另一个，你有没有熬夜过嘞？有时候事情太多不得不熬夜，那熬夜的英文就叫做 stay up. Stay up.也就是保持直立的状态，而不是躺下来的，所以就引申成熬夜啦。例如我们可以说 I stayed up all night to do the homework because I forgot all about it. I stayed up all night to do the homework because I forgot all about it. 我熬夜做作业，因为我把它们全忘了。最后 stay behind 是什么意思呢？我们现在想想看字面上的意思。Stay behind 就是保持在后头，所以可以解释成留在后面不走的意思。例如我很怕坐云霄飞车，所以大家去玩的时候呢，我就可以说 I'm afraid I'll have to stay behind. I'm afraid I'll have to stay behind. 抱歉啦，我就留在这边了，我就不上去啦。所以你像是你上课讲话那个太大声啊，或是不专心什么的，也有可能会被老师处罚嘛，对不对？老师就会对你说 You'll have to stay behind after school today. You have to stay behind after school today. 你今天放学后给我留下来。这些片语是不是都没有像字面的意思那么简单呢？但是其实了解以后就发现其实没有那么难记啦。最后就是我们的验收时间咯，那考考你，将你留下不走并且帮忙我写作业，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is Johnny stayed behind and helped me do the homework. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
So Rainbow, you said you're not scared of anything, right?
Pretty much.
I don't believe you. I got a question for you. 我有个问题问他。Have you tried skydiving?
Oh, this is a great story.
Skydiving, 你要从飞机跳出去，然后那样飞飞飞飞飞。
Now, so actually, I used to be very scared.
Yeah.
My theory is, if I'm afraid of something, I have to do it. So the more scared I am, the more I want to challenge myself to do it. So I was very afraid of heights.
Uh-huh.
But I always wanted to try skydiving. So when my friend, two friends, asked me, do you want to go to Australia in 2016?I said, yes, I want to touch a koala and go skydiving.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we made it happen.
Uh-huh.
So in Cairns, which is a beautiful place in Australia, we took a plane up like 11,000 feet in the sky.
11,000 feet?
It's very, 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 very high place.
Oh my God.
And on a tiny plane with around only 10 people in it,Okay, we carried our really heavy skydiving gear, fancy everything, straps, parachute,、
mm-hmm.
and then I was like so scared. And he, because we have, there's like a trainer who holds you.
Yeah.
Jumped out of the plane.
Okay.
60 seconds, free fall.
Oh. All right, but Australia is so far from Taiwan, you know? Do you know there is a place in Taiwan that we can do skydiving? Maybe you can take me there. Maybe I'll try to do it.
So in Taiwan, what you guys can look at is called paragliding. So it's like 滑翔翼, right? So it's a little bit less scary. And I think you can do that in Yilan, and also Taidong.
Cool.
So if you do paragliding...It's slowly with a parachute, but nothing scary like free falling.
Okay, so I think I'll try to do that, and maybe you can.
Challenge yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're running out of time here.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you
next Rainbow.
Time. I'm Elsie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
City Day Trip. Taoyuan. Stacy and Josie are in Xiaowulai.
I hear great things about Xiaowulai.
It's great because it's not too far from the city. Come on, let's go and see the waterfall.
Stacy takes Josie to the Xiaowulai Skywalk.
Oh, right. This is our first stop.
Looks back at Josie.
Are you okay?
Is that a glass floor? I'll stay behind.
Why? Oh, are you scared of heights? Come on, it's not that scary.
I'm scared stiff. What if the glass breaks?
Don't worry. Only 25 people can go on it at one time. It's safe.
Okay, but please don't leave me behind.
I won't.After this, we'll see the beautiful Xiaowulai waterfall.
You're right. It'll be worth it in the end.
Fun! far, far. The movie theater is so far from my house. I can't walk there. The movie theater is so far from my house. I can't walk there. Glass, glass.I can look inside the house through its glass windows. I can look inside the house through its glass windows. Scared, scared. Jenny is scared of the dark, so she always keeps a light on at night.Jenny is scared of the dark, so she always keeps the light on at night. Heights, heights. You can see lots of small cars driving on the roads from the heights of this building. You can see lots of small cars driving on the roads from the heights of this building.